still kept doing it wrong, you know, you'd say, what might you call a person like that?
I wasn't hard to what to call him, but this fellow didn't know that.
Okay. And then a person who was very, doesn't pay much for the work he gets out of people, and is very close or tight with his money.
Tight, dingy.
Yeah. And you'd call a person like that a...
I don't know.
Well,
swindler?
What?
A swindler?
Okay, well, a swindler. I was just wondering about something more like, a swindler's pretty severe. I mean, that would be really dishonest. But someone you might call a tightwad or a...
Tightwad.
Okay. Yeah, that wouldn't be the same as a swindler, would it? Now,
well, no, it'd be different.
Okay. And then I want to ask you, what does the word common mean? You talk about a person being common. What does that mean?
Well, that just means a fellow's just a pure common old fella. He's a good, plain
okay.
old man.
Right.
A woman.
Could it ever be
common?
Yeah.
Not above nobody.
Okay. Could it ever be used in a bad sense? Saying someone was common? Someone acted common? Would that have a bad suggest?
I don't understand.
Like if someone said, she's really common, would that always mean that she's
if she's always really common, it meant she's just
ordinary
all every day of the world,
okay.
I think.
Okay. And then talking about an older person who gets around a lot might say, she's really...
Glib.
Great. I like it. I've got that about five times up here, and I just think that's glib. I've never heard that before. I came to East Tennessee, but it's that's good old.
How about you?
Oh, you got
Hey, stay over. How you smoke all the time?
If something a little boy wanted a light on at night, you might say he's of the dark. The little boy wants a light on because he's
spoke to it, I reckon.
Yeah. Or he's
maybe.
Yeah. Or you might say some people during thunderstorms they say they're what of light or of lightning. You say you're what of lightning. What would you say that about yourself and lightning? You're...
I'd say I was afraid of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then a person who doesn't watch out what he's doing, you say he's awfully...
careless.
All right. And if a person says, if a person was afraid of something but no longer is afraid of it, you might say he...
cared.
Or he used... He's not afraid any longer, but he used... He used to be,
though.
Okay.
Karen?
Yeah, or if something was very strange, something happened very, or a person was very strange, person kept to himself and didn't have much to do with anybody else and had very, very peculiar ways, you might say he's awfully...
peculiar.
Yeah, no, that's just what I mean. Now, what other word might...
Quiet?
Yeah, what's that now?
Quiet?
Yeah. And then a person who no matter how hard you try to convince him of something, he still won't change his mind.